I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Have you ever been in a rut? I mean deep down in a rut that you can barely see over the edges of your life. And that's when you stop putting your heart into what you're doing. Passionless living, no desire, lacking an intense pursuit factor, a life of dismissal. Done that, been there. Or a life that is cynical. That's just how life is. Experience what you experience without putting your heart in it. A rut. Minimal effort, doing only what needs to be done. I mean, every day you're just trying to get by. That's all, baby. I'm just trying to get by. Only doing what is required. Never looking beyond regulations or regular stuff. Nothing more, nothing less attitude. It is what one author calls just going through the motion. Honestly now, come on, let's be honest. How much of the life you're living right now is just going through the motions? Getting up, get dressed, go out, come in, go down, get dressed, go out, come in, get down. I mean, just going through the motions. I mean, you're like sleepwalking through the day. You're working and sleeping and fixing and arranging, just going through the motions. Organizing, spending, earning, charging, going through the motion. Visiting, cleaning, complaining, hugging, kissing, going through the motions. Avoiding great highs and avoiding great lows. Life is just steady as she goes. Thomas Merton writes that complacency, we need to dislodge displacency, and we can certainly do it in prayer. That's why I'm so excited about our spiritual journey, our praycation, because some of us need a break, and not only do we need a break, we need to get out of complacency, the rut that we're in. Yeah. The life that's just going through the motions. Listen to this prayer by Thomas Merton from Thoughts in Solitude. My Lord God, I have no idea where I'm going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think I'm following your will does not mean I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope I have the desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore, I will trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death. I will not fear, for you are ever with me and you will never leave me to face my perils alone. I'm Vashti McKenzie. The abundant life that Jesus came to give us is not a life that's just going through the motions or a life that's lived in a rut, barely peeking over the edges of the rut. Come on, it's time to take a break and give yourself a break. Join the spiritual journey. Just click on the link that you find on this page and sign up. Get your daily prayers and scriptures. And don't forget to share your prayer experiences. My prayer is that you will enjoy the fullness of the life that God has for you and never go through the motions. Now, this has been your wake-up call.